Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Pastor Jerry. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, we've been looking at a service entitled, You Are Stronger Than You Know. God can use you to do mighty miracle signs and wonders. God can help you overcome every obstacle in front of you. We looked at how Moses, just with a rod, a staff, how he overcame and conquered. God used him to conquer the strongest nation of the day. And then we saw how Joseph, he was only equipped with a dream and a vision. He was hopeless in his own strength, but God used him to become the second most powerful man in all of the world at that time. And then we looked at Joshua. All he had to offer was a bunch of slaves marching around the walls of Jericho, which were fortified and huge. And God used him just with a trumpet and a song and a shout and overcame. The walls of Jericho came tumbling down and they overcame that army. And so God can use absolutely anybody. And when you feel inadequate, then God says, when you're weak, then you are strong. And like he told the Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. I want you to know that God's grace is sufficient for whatever it is that you're facing today. So let's pick up the service and see what else God shows us.
And now they're going to fight an armed place like that. When you recognize that God is God and He can do absolutely anything, and I rely on His strength, not my own, and you get out of your prideful self, God will start to use your life. I look around me and I know that it's not me. I look at this place with people sitting here. I know it's not me. That can't be me. Hang around with me on the golf course and you'll see it's not him. I'm serious. It's God. It's the anointing of God. And the second I recognize that, I don't recognize that anymore, bang, you guys won't be here. The way I could make this life without Jesus, I would be an absolute raving lunatic without Jesus. Come on. Look at the world without Jesus. Look what they're doing. Look what they're saying. Look what they're believing. Are you kidding me? That's without Jesus. Come on. You guys stock bonkers without Jesus. Well, how can you say that? The Bible says you'll know them by their fruits. You will know them by their fruits. Look at their fruit and you tell me they got Jesus. I'll say, no, you're wrong. God said you will know them by their fruits. Not me. I wish I thought that up. I really do. I haven't got an original thought in my brain. And neither have you. I'm telling you right now, none of you have an original thought. If you got an idea to start a business, God gave it to you. Come on, that's why you can't be proud. Amen. You've never had an original thought. Amen. You belong to God. Anything that's good in you came from God. Amen. And the sooner you recognize it, the sooner you will walk in more victory in that area. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praises to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I am. Oh, the Prince of Peace. Isn't He awesome? Isn't He awesome? He takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and the weak things of this world to confound them that are mighty. Why? So that no flesh can glory in His presence. Well, look what I did. Look at my diplomas. Look what I've accomplished. Look what I've achieved. Going to lose it soon. You will lose what God's used to bless your life with if you get that attitude. It's God. It's God. Everyone say, it's God. Anything good happening in your life, it's God. He said in James 1:17, all good gifts and all perfect gifts comes down from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness or shadow of turning. He only does always good. John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. Come on. It's God. It's all God. It's all Him. Now listen, if you've been given a gift, we've all got giftings. I was teaching that on Wednesday night. We've all got something in our lives that God's given us. So if you've started a business, that acumen that you have to do that business came from God. So you do it, but you do it with humility. You do the business humbly. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us this church. I still don't know how we got it. I'm not joking. I still don't know how we got it. It's God. You've got to recognize it's God. Anything that I do that's worth anything is only because God's with me and I've given up and I've surrendered. Amen. Yes. Oh, come on. I can be big deal like just all of you can. Oh, we can be big deal. All of us can be big deal. Look what I did. Oh, yo. Look at my fancy new car. That's really nice, but if God didn't give it to you, you wouldn't have it. And then the little boy screamed, 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's all I got. We've got 15,000 people to feed. What do you got? 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's not much to go with, is it?
No.
And yet, God fed that whole place? That there were leftovers? So that little boy who sowed his 5 little fish and 2 loaves, that little boy went home with 12 baskets full. He said, hey, Mom, I've been shopping. I've been to a Walmart. Come on. Yeah, they had a special going over there. And he had some people walking behind him bringing the leftovers. Come on. Mom, we don't need to go out working this weekend. We can stay at home and watch TV. And then the woman, the widow woman, about to die. She was done. She says, I got my last bit of flour, my last bit of oil. And then my son and myself are going to make a cake and we're going to eat it and die because of the famine being so bad. And God said, okay, you got something. You've got something. Every one of you have got something. But I don't have much. You got a fortune. You don't even know. You don't even know how wealthy you are. You don't even know you can take nothing and make something huge. With God. With God. She had nothing. She was going to die, her last meal, her and her son. And the prophet said to her, make me a cake first. There's a test that a lot of you are going to have to go through. Give first your tithes and offerings, then watch what I will do for you. Oh, that's a big one. This is all I got left. The woman with the 2 mites. She put her 2 mites into the offering basket. Jesus was watching. He watches what we do. He watches when we give. And he was watching and he said, this woman has given more than all of these rich people because they gave of their abundance a portion. She gave everything she had. She gave more than them all. She's mentioned in every single country on the planet today. Hello? Come on. And this woman, she went and made the cake for him. And gave him some water in a famine. And that cruse of oil. Come on. And that bit of flour lasted for 3 years. And fed the 3 of them for 3 years until the famine was taken care of.
What about Samson? Look what happened to him. And look what God did through him.
What? A jawbone of an ass? Are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding. There's 1,000 there with helmets and shields. And spears, and you give me a jawbone of an ass, and 1,000 soldiers were killed with the jawbone of an ass. Listen, let me tell you, first of all, that ass's jawbone is not that strong. It would have broken on the first 4 or 5 strikes. Do you understand? And there's a great movie. It's just called Samson. On Netflix, I saw it. I don't watch Netflix anymore, but it's a good movie to see. It's called Samson. Just Samson. And you actually see that fight. It's just the best part. I've watched it about 20 times. Just that part. I will rewind and go back to it and I watch it. If I'm at home and no one's out, quickly go check it out again. Because I love it because it makes me realize what God can do. And this is visual. I mean, it's really well done. Watch it. Any of you seen it? And do you know what I'm talking about? It's absolutely amazing. And so the jawbone of an ass. And just with that thing, he killed 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. And we think, well, you know, I've just got 50 bucks in the bank. I'm broke. I don't have much. Whatever you've got, your vision, your dream, like Joseph, whatever you've got, God can take that and turn cities and countries around. You can do that. God can use you to do that. But you've got to see you as one of those that can have it done through you. Yes. Well, if you did, well, I'm not, you know. Yeah. Listen, Moses even tried to talk his way out of it. Remember? He was reasoning with God. No, I stutter. Remember that? He was arguing with God, but I stutter. But I'm up for murder. If I go back there, they're going to kill me. But I've got nothing. I mean, Moses was having a go with God there. And he says, take your brother, take your rod and go. And look what he did. God will take whatever you have, whatever little you have, whatever chaotic problem you're facing right now, he can come in there like a whirlwind and start to turn it the opposite way and bring out a beautiful result. But you've got to trust God, you've got to believe God, and you've got to expect God to do it. And you've got to know that God wants to do it for you. Yeah. Most people don't know. They don't know. Is it God's will for me to be prosperous? Read the Bible. Is it God's will for me to be healthy and healed? Read the Bible. Because the Bible is his will. His last will and testament. Old Testament, New Testament. And so it tells you all over in the Bible. And so Samson goes and does that amazing feat with a bone. With a bone. That's just incredible. And then what about the little shepherd boy? David. 5 stones and a sling. And you got this 9-foot giant coming at me. And I'm going to have to do this guy with a slingshot. He didn't complain. David, you listen. He said, you're not coming against me. You're coming against my God. It's not me that's in this battle. He even wrote, he pens in Samuel. He said, the battle is the Lord's. God's grace was there all over David. And he took down that giant with one flip of his wrist. Bang. Well, I don't know if it's a real story, you know. I'm like, I've got to see it to believe it. I've got to feel it to know it. And well, if you have to see Jesus in person before you believe that he lived and died for your sins, you aren't going to get saved. Because the Bible says if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Amen. Come on. When you get your faith and your trust in the great I am, I'm telling you, it's not always easy. It's not always easy, but it's doable. And we can turn our hearts to him. We can surrender our lives to him. Some of you are crying out, Lord God, how, when, why? He's saying, just turn to me, my child. Just turn to me. What have you got to offer? Nothing, Lord. He said, well, praise me. Just praise me. You've got tons to offer. Just lift up your hands and worship me. You're giving something amazing. And God will shift the world for your sake. Can you say amen? Isn't that amazing? Yes. You got more than enough. Right. And you're stronger than you know. Yeah. When you're weak, then you're strong. So admit and acknowledge the fact that you're dependent on God for everything. I'm dependent on God for my car to continue running, for my fridge to continue running. I'm dependent on God for my next breath. I'm dependent on God for my salary to come. I'm dependent on God. Amen. Can you say amen?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
I was devastated when my husband left me.
So depressed. I couldn't get out of bed. I went to counselor after counselor, but nothing helped. Nothing worked.
I just needed a place to get along with God and begin to heal.
Do you feel like you are in a dark place? Do you sometimes feel that God has forgotten about you, going in circles and never getting anywhere? There is a place that you can go to for healing, hope, and restoration.